הידל אלה קר האלהים כי לעולם חסתר, הידל אדוני האדונים כי לעולם חסתר. What is the difference between אלהי האלהים and לאדוני האדונים? What's the difference? So, there are different approaches here. The word Elohim in general means power. When we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Elohim. He is the highest power. He is the strongest power. But here, the Elohim that are being referred to are not Hashem, obviously. He's not the God of himself. Rather, we're talking about heavenly powers, the Malachim, the celestial angels. But it can also be judges or controllers. Meaning Hashem designated Malachim to control forces on earth, but Hashem retains his mastery over them, says the Radak. He's therefore the controller of all controllers. Ki la'olam chasta. Which the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says, la'olam chasta. His chesed is la'olam, his chesed is for this world. Meaning, and this is fascinating, according to the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, it's in the best interest of the world that Hashem actually transferred his power to intermediate controllers. Why? Because they serve as a buffer between the intense spirituality of Hashem and the coarse physicality of the earth. Of course, there's a Kabbalistic idea where everything gets broken down from pure spiritual to pure physical. Things get broken down through the spheres. But we're no strangers to the idea that Hashem works each nation through its guardian angel in Shamayim, as it were. We have Malachim, isolated Ritzonus of Hashem, that carry out his will. So then we have Adonai Adonim, the Lord of the Lords. So this Radak says the Galgalim, the visible heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. That's according to Radak. The Ben Ezra says it's talking about the lower order of Malachim. These, whether it's the planets, whether it's the lower levels of Malachim, influence the world, the earth in many ways. But again, Hashem is the Lord, they're under his complete control. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says these Adonim refer to the 70 celestial lords which Hashem appointed to represent and rule over the 70 nations. They're channels through which Hashem provides for and guides the destinies of nations that they represent. They also have the responsibility of advocating the interests of their charges before the heavenly court, as it were. So whilst it's true that Hashem delegated, it's only to a point, and to a very subtle point, because Hashem always retains control. This is more the seder that he set up. We should not think that anything really has independent agency to act against the Ritzon Hashem. Not at all. Hashem is in total control of everything that happens. Yes, there's a system he set up. Like there's a physical world with its systems, with its laws of nature. There's a spiritual world with its systems and its laws of nature. But Hashem retains ultimate control. He alone performs great wonders, his kindness endures forever. So although Hashem might have delegated, as we mentioned, some of his power to intermediaries, they're also his creations. They're not his partners in creation. When creation began, there were no angels, there were no malachim. Hashem alone performed the great wonders of Maaseh Bereishis. So perhaps the most important thing to internalize in these initial psukim is Ein Ad Milvado. There's nothing else other than Hashem. He is the only true power.